Bella Rose is our sponsor for today. Bella Rose is a small skincare business that makes great products that you guys are absolutely going to love. They have bath bombs, shampoo, conditioner, facial serum, moisturizer, all of those fun things that will help your skin glow, and you can use them with the peace of mind that you're not going to have problems down the road because of any harmful chemicals. So if you want to try out their products, you can use code SUMMER10, that's SUMMER10, to get 10% off your order, or you can use the link in these show notes. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys enjoy their products, because honestly, I recommend them. Hey guys, welcome back to All Things Apple, the podcast where we talk about all things inside the world of Apple. I'm Steven, your host, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about my journey so far with my AirPods Pro and how that led me to buy AirPods 3rd generation. If you're new to this podcast, this is basically a show where I talk about Apple, and I also have my friend Aiden Mann come on every now and then to talk about the events as they happen, because I really do enjoy sharing opinions and all that, and having some good conversation about what they actually talk about at events. And also, one thing I didn't mention in last episode when we covered WWDC, iPadOS. I didn't really talk a whole lot about that, and I didn't realize that there's external monitor support, but also that you can have Windows, like, separate from your regular iPad display on that external monitor, so that is pretty cool. But one other thing, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor before we get started. Okay, I know this is, like, right after the ad, and I was just talking about Bella Rose, but I just used the facial serum, and I love the way that it smells. I don't think it's, like, supposed to smell any, like, specific way, but I love the way that it smells for some reason. It's just, it's so good. And I, okay, again, this isn't part of the ad, but I just have to mention this. I ordered the conditioner for my hair, and oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm dying inside. I'm that excited. But anyways, enough about how much I love Bella Rose, and back to the podcast. So I was having some issues with my AirPods Pro for quite some time, where the audio was fine, right? It sounded like AirPods Pro, nothing really weird with that. But when I would move around, and this still happens, when I move around, whether it's like walking or even just like turning my head certain ways, like it will just make this awful sound. And it's like a clicking. It sort of sounds like something on the inside of the AirPod is moving. It's not a glitch with the audio itself, because if I'm not playing something, it does not make a sound. And if I turn off transparency mode, it literally does not make a sound. So I'm not sure what's causing it. And I was just very frustrated when it started happening with the other AirPod, because at first it was just the left one, and I was like, okay, whatever, this is going to be fine. I started hearing it in both of them, and I was like, okay, this is too much. I'm going to the mall with some friends on, you know, Monday or whatever. Like, I was like, okay, great, I'll just freaking buy new AirPods at the Apple store. So that's what I did, and I did not buy AirPods Pro again, just because I figured if something like that were to happen again, I don't want to end up being even more down the hole in the sense that I will have spent many hundreds of dollars on AirPods. So I got the third generation ones, and honestly, I'm really happy with them. The battery life is amazing. It's 6 hours of listening time and 5.5 hours of talk time, like if you're on a phone call or FaceTime call. And holy shit, they are the best. Literally, the quality is almost as good as AirPods Pro. And I honestly, like, at first I was like, okay, this is almost as good. But now that I've been using them for a while, I think my ears are more used to them. And they're, like, very, very clear and crisp compared to AirPods Pro. I think that's just because of the design being different, but I love them. I actually think they sound a little nicer than AirPods Pro, because there's like this, I know, again, it's because of the design. They have like this overcompensating bass, and it's not real bass. It's not like super high quality, but I like the sound of it. And honestly, for only $179 plus tax, that's not bad. Like, they're really good earbuds. I was overall impressed. Like, when I put them in for the first time, oh my God. I was at the Apple store, right? I put them in, and first of all, my friend Elena was with me. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her in this episode. I'm probably gonna text her before I post this to make sure she's okay with it. But I was with her, and I'm in the store. I put them in my ears. She's like, "Oh, I guess we're opening them now." I was like, "You bet we are," because I cannot go like 2 seconds holding an Apple box without opening it. So I open these things up. I set them up on my phone. She's like, "Do you know how to set them up?" I'm like, "Of course I do." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. You're like the Apple genius," or something like that. And I set them up, and oh my God, I literally play some Lizzo because right now I'm loving Lizzo. And I just like go into my own world because I wasn't expecting the sound quality the sound quality to be that much better. It sounded so good. I mean, again, not as even and like balanced sounding as AirPods Pro, but for earbuds that just sit in your ears and they don't have any sort of suction cup, not suction cup, what are those things called? The little, I don't know, tips? I think Apple calls them ear tips. For headphones without those little silicone ear tips, they sound so good. And honestly, like, I was extremely surprised. I was like, "Whoa, this is great." I literally keep them in as we're leaving the Apple store. And I was like, "Okay, I'll take them out. I'll talk to you now." And we end up sitting down talking, and I got some coffee. I'm sitting there. We're talking to our other friends who we went to the mall with. And then all of a sudden, I was like, "You know, I'm just gonna put in my AirPods for a second." You know, not like in a rude way, but like they were all talking amongst themselves. I was kind of like not into the conversation. I put them in, and then my friend Elena again looks over and she's like, "Oh my God, well, Steven's in his own world." And then I was like, "What?" I like took one out. And she just goes, "I was saying you're in your own world. It's fine. You can put it back in." So I just put it back in, continued listening to music. It's fine. So yeah, like to put it lightly, I have loved the AirPods 3. I'm amazed by the battery. Again, the sound quality is great. I'm glad that the case wirelessly charges, and I know that it's future-proofed so that once I get an iPhone with MagSafe, this will work with MagSafe, so I can use the same charger for both, which will be awesome. Yeah, I don't really have any complaints with them. It's been pretty good so far. And then now back to the AirPods Pro. This was before I had taken the AirPods Pro into the Apple Store to get fixed. So at this point, I wasn't really planning on getting them fixed, but when I bought the AirPods 3, the girl who had like given me the AirPods 3 and been like, "Okay, your total is 191 or whatever it ended up being," she was like, "Oh, well," because I was talking about the AirPods Pro, and she was like, "Oh, well, you could probably bring them in and we might be able to replace them for free." She was like, "I know we've done that before." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I made an appointment at the Genius Bar like a week later, and I ended up going in only to find out that the guy was like, "Oh yeah, well there is a replacement program for AirPods Pro," and he was like, "Let me see if yours qualify." And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know why they wouldn't. They sound like garbage now because something is clearly loose on the inside of the AirPods. And he said that there's like this sound test. So he did a sound test with them, and apparently he was like, "Yeah, they failed our sound diagnostic." I was like, "Okay, perfect. Now I know. Like, yeah, you confirmed it. Like, they suck." And then he's like, "But you can't get them replaced for free." I was like, "Why not? If you said that it failed, why can't I?" He said that it's because the replacement program. This literally makes me so mad just thinking about it. The replacement program is only for AirPods that were manufactured, I think it was like October 2020 and before. But mine were apparently manufactured in December. So, yeah, I just lost at life that day. And now I have two pairs of AirPods, but really I've only been using the Pros when I mow the lawn because I need that noise cancellation. And honestly, I'm not even that sure that I need the pros anymore, because they're way too expensive for what they are already. But now that this happened to me, where, like, they had this weird defect, I don't really think it's worth it anymore. Especially because I was mowing the lawn today again, and I didn't have the pros on me. I already had the, what's it, third generation? I almost said sixth generation. I had the third generation ones in my pocket, so I put them in. I was like, whatever, I'll just use it without noise cancellation. And I noticed I really don't need the pros for that noise cancellation. Like, it's nice, don't get me wrong, and if you have the money, go for it, if you just want the pros. But I don't feel like it's worth it for me anymore, because I don't want to risk that happening again to a new pair of AirPods Pro. Especially because we're supposed to get a refreshed set of AirPods Pro soon. I just don't think it would be smart for me to get new ones now. But again, whatever, we'll see. The guy at the Genius Bar who ended up helping me with these AirPods Pro, he did say that if they would be a part of, like, a replacement program in the future, that I could bring them in and get them replaced at no charge. So there's a possibility of that, but he told me not to count on it. So I already had told him at that point that I bought a third gen pair, and he was like, yeah, just enjoy those for now. And I was like, great. Like, I wasn't actually mad, because, like, in person, I feel like I'm much nicer than I'm making myself sound. But I was just thinking, like, oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'll enjoy the freaking $179 pair of AirPods I bought to replace these, because you people won't replace my AirPods Pro that were $250. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It's annoying. But here we are. There's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that that guy could have done to sort of make it part of that program. Like I said, it's just the date they were manufactured. But I hope that I'm not the only one having this problem, especially if some of you have used them and yours were manufactured around the same time. Because maybe if there's enough people, Apple will sort of open up another replacement program or extend that one for AirPods that were manufactured the same time as mine. I just feel like this is really frustrating. Like, if that problem exists, I feel like there should be some sort of rule where Apple Store employees like him, like the Genius Bar guy, could say, okay, well, this person's having the same issue. At least his were manufactured the same year that that problem was happening, so we can replace them for free. Like, I wish there was just some way that they could be like, you know what, you're having the same issue anyway that other people had, so we'll replace them for free, even if it's not that month that supposedly AirPods were made defective. I don't know. It's just really annoying. And, ugh, I would love to get to the bottom of it and figure this out just so that I could get them replaced. Like, come on, Apple. I'm annoyed because these $250 earbuds honestly shouldn't need $20, $30, $50. I don't know how much it is. I think like $50 AppleCare. I shouldn't have to pay $50 for AppleCare to then not even get them replaced. It's just, it's really dumb. I would not recommend AirPods Pro to almost anyone anymore, unless if you just are okay with spending that money. And like I said, not even having a working pair of AirPods by the end of your fun little journey. Now, speaking of AirPods Pro getting a refresh, supposedly, we are supposed to get a new pair of AirPods Pro that have an outside speaker. I do not remember who the leaker was that showed this, but I did watch a video from iUpdate. I love iUpdate. And basically, he showed a picture of AirPods Pro with speaker grills on the bottom right next to the charge port. And literally, it looked like the bottom of an iPhone. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, from a design perspective, I think it looks kind of ugly. But maybe that's more functional. You know, with the Find My capabilities, I would love it if I could hear a louder chirping sound from my AirPods. Because I've definitely lost that case, and you cannot find the case as of right now. I do think Apple had a great idea when they made AirPods 3 to have, like, such a good price, right under $200. I think that's good. once you hit $200, I feel like that's a little much for wireless earbuds. And like I said, with tax, mine were like 191 something, so it was almost 200. And I feel like that's the best price. But on top of AirPods Pro, it's like, okay, you'd be paying a lot more to get what, just noise cancellation? If you don't need noise cancellation, I wouldn't. I mean, the battery, like, if you are like me and you can see yourself using AirPods without noise cancellation, the battery life alone is a reason to get the third gen ones. Because I use these and I'm like, oh my god, it's still at like 60%, and it was at like 62 like half an hour ago or whatever. Like, maybe that's a bad reference, don't trust me on that, but they last so long, and for the price, I think that's amazing. I'm amazed every time that I see those little things that they last for 6 hours. That's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. And again, thank you to Bella Rose for sponsoring this video. There's going to be a link in these show notes to check them out. And that will automatically apply the coupon code WELCOME10 so that you guys get 10% off your first order. And also, thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this video. Anchor is the distribution platform that I use for my podcast. They're great. They make it super easy, and it is totally free to start your own podcast. So if you're interested in that, also hit the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. This has been All Things Apple. Have a great one, guys. Take care.